Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Badlands Media Podcast. This is John Harold, also known as Patel Patriot. I am the founder of Badlands Media, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to listening to us here on your favorite podcasting platform. Just a reminder that all of these shows air live on our Rumble channel, so be sure to tune in over there. Just go to Rumble, search for Badlands Media, and you can interact with our community and the hosts in the chat. So be sure to come join us on the Badlands Media channel on Rumble, rumble.com/Badlands Media.
We are the news now. It's a saying that has come to define a growing movement within the Truth in America First communities. And at Badlands Media, we've been doing our best to make it a reality. Due in large part to your support, Badlands has quickly grown into one of the most watched independent networks online, with dozens of citizen journalists, podcasters, and personalities across our shows. This spring, we want to take Badlands to the next level, and we invite you along for the ride as we kick off the Great American Restoration Tour. Experience everything you love about Badlands in the form of a live, ticketed event with in-person speakers, meet and greets, a VIP dinner with Badlands personalities and show hosts, and more. For those who can't join us in person, we'll be streaming the entire event as part of a special pay-per-view broadcast. So join us in Chandler, Arizona, April 20th through the 23rd. Go to badlandsmedia.net to reserve your tickets. The Badlands Media Great American Restoration Tour, powered by Furman.
Thanks for supporting Badlands America First partners. You can find a list of some of those sponsors in the description for this podcast, along with links to their websites and discount codes. We appreciate you supporting those businesses that support Badlands Media.
Everybody, welcome. I have a pretty special guest here today. This is Jason Brown, and we are going to be talking about COVID tax relief. They've been a sponsor on our shows here recently, and a pretty exciting and unique tool that is available to people that I found most people aren't even aware of. So, Jason, how are you doing, sir? You want to give us a little background on you and this? I guess, what do you call it, a tool? Is that what it is?
Yeah, John, it's good to see you. Thanks for having us on. We wanted to talk to the business owners out there about the last available COVID stimulus money that's available for business owners. It's called the Employee Retention Credit. And it's been a game changer. It's kind of nice to be the bearer of good news in a world where we're all completely inundated with crazy news, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's part of the CARES Act, correct?
And yeah, so, sorry to talk over you. So the CARES Act was the $2.2 trillion stimulus package that the government put together to help businesses get through COVID. There were a few ways to funnel that money into the hands of business owners. The most common, the most well-known was PPP, which was a loan that a business owner could take out. If they used that money for payroll, they could get it forgiven. The employee retention credit is actually usually a little more money than they would have gotten on PPP. But the cool thing, John, is it's not a loan that has to be forgiven or paid back. It's not a grant, which is free money, but they're told how they have to spend it. They can put it in their business, take distribution, help employees. There's no stipulations on how they have to spend this money.
Wow. And so this is, it's a tax credit of $26,000, right? And what are the qualifications, if you don't mind going into that?
Yeah, well, it's up to $26,000 per employee. So it adds up. We have businesses with 4 or 5 employees that are getting $100,000 or more. Those businesses with 10 to 12 employees are over $250,000 usually. And again, it comes in the form of a check from the U.S. Treasury. And as you can imagine, with any IRS legislation, there's over 200 pages just on the ERC. And so if people go to the website, which is covidtaxrelief.org, they can speak with one of our representatives who will take them through a short questionnaire that directly parallels the qualification guidelines that the IRS has laid out for qualifications for this. And it takes about 8 to 10 minutes to see if they qualify, and we'll give them an estimate on how much they qualify for. So, we know this program back, forwards and backwards, and all the changes that have been made over the years. And we definitely have all the most up-to-date information.
Great. Yeah. So I have the website pulled up on the screen here.
You just fill out this form or call the number. Just make sure you let everybody know that you heard about COVID tax relief from Badlands Daily. Do you want to maybe walk through, like, how long is this process? So by the time, from the time people reach out to you, if they qualify, I mean, how soon does the funds actually get dispersed?
So the qualification period is fairly short. Like, it takes us 8 to 10 minutes to give you an idea if you'd qualify. There's not a lot of moving parts to actually get it to the point where it's ready to submit to the IRS. Because it's based off payroll, then we just have to upload a few documents, and it's a secure upload portal. So we look at your 941 tax form, which is the form that a business owner uses to show how much payroll and payroll tax is calculated. And then their payroll, a payroll report. We show them exactly where to get that. And then it takes our team, John, maybe on average 3 to 4 days to go through those line by line and make sure we're getting every dollar that the business owner would be owed. We give them that final approval. It's one final e-signature. Then we send it off and submit it to the IRS. And the IRS is on a bit of a backlog. So it's a few months out to actually get the money. They're catching up a little bit. We've seen some business owners get, you know, in as soon as 2, 2.5 months, but we always try and set that tone and stage. So you're not just checking the mailbox every day, but it's usually maybe 4 to 6 months to get the money.
That's great. And do you have any success stories? I mean, how many people have you been able to help with this tool?
Gosh, we've been super fortunate. We've been doing this a long time, and we have a lot of good resources like yourself and in our network that just know a lot of business owners. And so we've been fortunate to help tens of thousands of businesses get this credit over the past year and a half. I have story after story. In fact, just today, I was able to hop on the phone with a gal that just has a small retail shop, 4 employees. She's getting $89,000. And you know, this is someone who struggled to maintain those employees during COVID. And so the fact that this gal's going to get $89,000, and that's a portion of the wages that she paid her W-2 employees. Another friend of mine who has a little bit larger construction company, he's a concrete guy, and they just were riddled with supply chain issues, and they're a concrete company. And guess what they couldn't get, John? Concrete. They couldn't get concrete. They couldn't get rebar. They were having to postpone jobs and pivot. They have 45 employees. We're able to get $750,000. And it's just so rewarding. And it's just such a win for these business owners.
That's nuts. I mean, is there like any end date or expiration date on when this product is unavailable, or is this just now in perpetuity?
No, there's an end date. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's, you know, sometimes people just put it off or they wait. And this is not something you should wait on. To be honest, the IRS could end at any time if they really wanted to. You know, by law, you have 3 years to go back and amend your filed 941s. So technically, we would have until April 15th of 2024 to amend your 2020, because they were filed in 21. And we would have until April 15th of 2025. So 2 years left to do it. But again, you know, the word is out. People are taking this money, and it could end any time. So there would be no reason to wait, for sure.
Sure. So and this is for anybody who had a business that employed people during COVID, like what year? You know, I've some friends who actually started businesses in 2020. Would they qualify?
Yeah. So there's, and we'll go over that with them if they get on the phone with one of our representatives. There's an actual startup credit for those folks that started a business during COVID, right? So there's some money set aside for those folks. And it's not just every business. Now, like, for example, the ones who would not qualify, if you paid your people 1099, right? If they were all 1099 independent contractors, they would not qualify. It's only W-2 employees. There's also a size requirement. Look, one employee up to 500 full-time. So it's not for those mega corporations with thousands of employees. If you have less than 500 full-time employees, you could potentially qualify. You can have unlimited part-time, John. So if somebody has 200-300 full-time and maybe 1,000 part-time, they would be able to qualify. You did bring up qualifications, and it isn't just because you had a business means you qualify. You did have to show that you were affected during the pandemic by government mandates. And look, we help you realize, okay, hey, government mandates to port closures, transportation industries, that's why you couldn't get your supplies, restaurants that couldn't have in-room dining and had to resort to putting tents out front or drive-through takeout. You know, entrepreneurs are resourceful, right? Yeah. And it's good to see this money go into the hands of those folks.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. They are resourceful, and this is something that business owners should be taking advantage of if they qualify. There's no reason they shouldn't be. This is essentially free money for you, as long as you just take the step to reach out and start the process, right? So
yeah, it is. And John, you know what's funny is sometimes people think, oh, I don't want to take the money. That's I don't need the government. I don't. And guys, politics aside, the money is already allocated. It's already, the check's already written. They're not giving it back. It's there. You whether you take it or not, does not affect the economy. It does not affect inflation. The money's already allocated. And so I always hate to see those business owners that say, look, I'm not about taking it. And it's already there. It's already there. Yep. And if you don't take it, they're not giving it back. So I definitely urge people to at least look into it.
That's funny you say that too. You know, it's, I don't know politics, like you said aside, but that's what we do on Badlands. We talk politics, and a lot of, you know, our content creators and our followers are pretty frustrated with how our government spends money. And so, you know, you have an opportunity here to, you know, not complain about how they're spending money elsewhere. This is money they've spent on you, and you can take advantage of it. And there's really no reason not to. I mean, I'm a believer in that. You take advantage of the situation that is presented to you. And this is one of those. So any closing thoughts, Jason? What's just COVIDtaxrelief.org, right? That's how the easiest way to find you guys.
That's it. Go to COVIDtaxrelief.org. We have people waiting. If you want to call in right now, if you'd like to just put your information in, have us reach back out to you, that's fine as well. John, in parting, what I'll leave you with is one of the best parts about the ERC is it's going to those business owners that actually retained their employees in 2020 and 2021. So it's not like PPP where people could form a corporation, apply for that money. It's only going to those business owners that did the hard thing. You know, they actually stayed open. They paid their employees. Many of them, I hear story after story of people that had to dip into their own savings, mortgage their own home, pull assets out of the company just to continue to provide a place to work for folks. And so, you know, it's pretty rewarding to see this money go to those folks.
Absolutely. Can I also ask, where are you guys located and how many employees do you have working with you?
So we have two different locations, one in Southern California and then one in South Salt Lake. I'm in Utah. So knee deep in snow. And I always laugh at our partners in Southern California, and they're always putting the camera out the window to show me how sunny it is. But we have, together probably 50 to 60 people on the phones and helping process. And it's a heck of an operation.
Yeah, that's great too. You know, I'm in North Dakota, so I can relate to the snow aspect, but that's another part of this, guys. This is an American company here. You're taking advantage of the tax dollars available to you. And then in the process, you're also supporting an American business, and we're all about that. So we appreciate your time, Jason. We appreciate what you do helping, us citizens take advantage of the dollars that are there for us. Guys, I urge you to take that step. You can't find out if you qualify unless you reach out and go to the website, COVIDtaxrelief.org. And again, make sure when you're there, you hit, how did you hear about us? Hit Badlands Daily. And we appreciate that as well. So thanks again, Jason. You take care. We'll chat again soon.
You did the same, John. Thanks for having us. And we appreciate your partnership.